MLA Ejaz Ahmed Mir stoked controversy by saying that militants who were killed by security forces were martyrs and brothers to the Kashmiri people. He said that since many of these terrorists were minors who didn't know better, we should not be celebrating the deaths of these militants. However, he also went on to say that the deaths of security forces who are martyred in the line of fire also pains him and saddens him greatly.
Cameron White will fancy playing his first one-day international in 3 years after replacing the injured Chris Lynn in the Australian squad for the five-match series against England beginning on Sunday. A calf injury to explosive batsman Lynn opened an unlikely door for 34-year-old White, who played the last of his 88 ODIs in 2015 in Hobart. Melbourne hosts the first one-day between the Ashes rivals before the series moves on to Brisbane, Sydney, Adelaide and Perth. Weeks after CBFC suggested to change the name of Sanjay Leela Bhansali's magnum opus Padmavati to Padmavat, the makers have officially accepted the suggestion. The makers have changed the name on all social media sites, namely Twitter and Instagram, and are expected to change the same in the official poster, trailer, and released songs as well. Smartron has expanded its smartphone portfolio with the launch of T-Phone P. The smartphone comes as the third offering by the company and features a full metal body and a massive 5000 mAh battery. The company claims to have focused on the build quality, performance as well as aesthetics of the smartphone. Priced at ₹7,999, the smartphone will be up for sale starting January 17 exclusively on Flipkart in a flash sale at 12 p.m.